This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is going to Beijing next week for trade talks. Mnuchin said he is optimistic that a trade war can be avoided, which would be, to be clear, a good thing. But a whole lot of people whose livelihoods depend on the global import-export business are a little bit uneasy. Over the next couple of weeks, something like 200,000 buyers and sellers of globally traded products are gathering at the Canton Fair. It's one of the world's biggest trade fairs. Jennifer Pak, our China correspondent, went to the southern Chinese city of Guangzhou to see how they're feeling.
At the Canton Fair, thousands of companies set up booths eager to show off their latest products, from power tools and chemicals to speakers like this one. The exhibition covers some 12 million square feet. Picture 68 Walmart supercenters put together. It's an impressive display of China's manufacturing power. Brad Schultz from Scottsdale, Arizona, is visiting the Canton Fair for the first time. He's seen a couple of items he wants to sell on Amazon this Christmas, but he's nervous about placing an order.
You know, if we have a shipment on the way, or like I said, we've already prearranged with our labels and get hit with a 20% tariff or a 30% tariff, that could make everything we do unprofitable.
So how are producers dealing with this uncertainty? This Android TV made by Skyworth is one of the items that will face a potential 25% U.S. tariff.
Our plan is to see whether we can open our own factory in the U.S. or cooperate with an existing factory.
A manager at Skyworth, Mr. Liu, he doesn't want us to reveal his full name for fear of retaliation by the government in China. Trade is a sensitive topic right now. The U.S. argues that TV manufacturers like Skyworth are benefiting from China's industrial policies, which give them an unfair advantage over American firms. Sellers here say they should get government help, since China is still developing. The Android TV, for example, is made in China, but the software is not. Again, Mr. Liu.
The TV sets we export to the U.S. have content made in America, such as the Google Play Store, YouTube, Netflix.
And he says other countries they sell Android TVs to also download American apps, not Chinese ones. But there's plenty of innovation here in China. A crowd gathers around a machine that prints designs on fingernails. Alex Zhang is with the company that makes it, iNail, and he says he sympathizes with American firms and acknowledges that Chinese competitors have copied their products. His advice to the Americans?
Invest more time and money in research and development to stay in the lead. Then it will be hard for others to surpass you.
Many manufacturers say they feel squeezed by the rising cost of raw materials and the current U.S.-China trade tensions. Lily Jan with towing supplies company Runva says some of its metal hooks are on the potential list of tariffs by the U.S.
If the tariff is increased by 25%, then American importers have to either increase their prices by 25% or demand a lower price from suppliers like us. There are only two ways. Someone must absorb the extra costs, and we can't afford to.
So it'll be down to us, consumers, to pay more. There is skepticism about whether tariffs will, in fact, bring factory jobs back to the U.S. Again, Amazon seller Brad Schultz.
A lot of the things that are produced here, we just don't even have the knowledge or the intelligence of how to produce those in the United States today.
So for now, he says, he will continue to sell made-in-China items to Americans. In Guangzhou City, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.